This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Apple CEO Tim Cook took his sweet old time with the watch today, waited about an hour into the presentation in San Francisco before he got to it. But when he did cut right to the chase.
The Apple Watch is the most personal device we have ever created. It's not just with you. It's on you.
That does kind of sum up Apple's challenge with this thing, right? Because when the Apple Watch goes on sale in April, starting price $349, by the way, and gets steeply more expensive from there, when it goes on sale, what's it going to mean for the company's much ballyhooed retail operations as it gets into the luxury technology slash jewelry market? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that story.
I headed to the Apple store in downtown Portland. It's the typical huge glass cube. Really has changed the way retail looks. The question, can they sell watches from a store like this?
I put this question to Ian Schur, executive editor at CNET.
Watch stores are very luxurious places.
And secure, the expensive merchandise tucked away in locked cases. Apple stores, not so much. They're cutting edge and helter-skelter busy, says Schur, offering just a few devices and sizes to try out, not at all like shopping for jewelry at a boutique or fancy department store. And that could be a problem for Apple, but only if they're trying to go after a traditional, well-heeled luxury consumer, says James McQuivey at Forrester Research.
That Rolex buyer wants to go into a dealer. They want to have a personal conversation over some cherry wood desk. But what Apple is going to do is steal the next Rolex buyer, the one that's 33 today.
A buyer who's used to Apple's look, it's young salespeople giving you the straight scoop on memory and features. McQuivey expects the store layouts and displays to change to showcase the watches as fashion. And he thinks those store folks will have to change their spiel a bit.
Get those Apple in-store salespeople to say, oh, well, while you're here, just try this on. It looks great on you.
It might be a hard sell, especially for middle-aged consumers, even those very familiar with Apple technology. I met Sharon Place outside the Portland Apple store today.
I like to wear a conventional watch. I like to wear, bracelets.
What she doesn't want, she says, is her personal technology adorning her wrist. The Apple Watch app is available to download today. The watch itself will be available to try on in the store and pre-order April 10th. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.